Hello, hello, everyone. Yosef Korkus.
Hello.
Oh, to show yourself. Hello, hello. Hello, Sandy. Okay, so we're getting close to the vacation again. All right. He says in the Medrash that Sukkot is going to be Yom Rishon. Because it's the first day of Averis. Because you get Kapara on Yom Kippur, and then you're so busy from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to Sukkot, you have no time to do any Averis. I know maybe that was before they had prefab Sukkot, but the Maisa, there is some truth to that. Very hectic days between Sukkot and Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So, all right. Okay, who sent me this Rosh Shlomo Hyman? I forgot already. You did this, okay. I thought so, but I didn't want to say. I can make sure because sometimes I get the mistake and I go to thank the wrong person. Very interesting, Rosh Shlomo Hyman. Very, very interesting. Of course, I disagree with him, but I care. That's what makes it more interesting. That makes it more interesting that he's okay. So let's get started. It's a little complicated. Just to keep the cheshbon is a little complicated. So let's just go over the cheshbon. The Gemara and the Kuf Yud Aleph has basically three steps. The Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Katan abon ketana yagdil." According to what the Marsha says, if you saw the Marsha there. The Taisus Chami Kamoi says, the Taisus we saw on Amud Hei Amud Beis said that Yagdil means not that they're Mekayim the Mitzvahs Yibum, but they stay together. There's no Isser Bia. They can continue having Bia together until they get older and then they're Mekayim the Mitzvahs Yibum. That's what Yagdil means. Okay. Frakta Gemara Kasha, why are they allowed to have Bia together? Since the mitzvah yibum is akim shem la'achiv, so there should be an isra, apparently an isra shesach called now that you're katan. Now it's a little funny, not funny, but unclear. The Gemara is making mamish a drasha from akim shem la'achiv, then it doesn't make sense. What's Abaye's answer? Abaye has a different drasha that's mutter, so you got to steer him sukkim. So you have to say the chayra. But the Gemara is not darshaning from Lachem Shein Lachem that it's Aser. It's like Lachem Shein Lachem is what defines the mitzvah. And now it's like a svara that it's mistavra that since this bia of a katan doesn't fulfill Lachem Shein Lachem, so it's mistavra that it's Aser. It's not a pasuk that it's Aser. It's a mistavra that it's Aser. That's what the pshat is.
That's like Reb Shimon, or the darshaning the crow.
No, okay, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to state Rav
Meaning,
Shintar.
I'm saying the same. Wherever it doesn't apply, that part of the pasuk, l'cher, the pasuk didn't mean that.
I don't even have Rav Shimon. But the Gemara is saying that Misvara, since the mitzvah is Hakim Shem Lachiv, this obviously does not fulfill Hakim Shem Lachiv. Haraya doesn't even yaitzi in the mitzvah Yibum. So this the pashtus in Svara would be that there's an Isser So that's the Gemara's kasha. Why is there no Isser HaShoach? The Gemara answers. So Abaye gives an answer. There's a drasha that Yavama, what the drasha of Yavama, right? Abaye's drasha is Yavama Yavama Kaldo. Okay, so there's a drasha that, and somehow or another, that drasha tells me that there's no Isser HaShoach. I really do not know how Abaye sees it from the drasha because. It's not a koldo as far as mitzvahs yibum. It's koldo that you know it's reshesach. You know, we're not saying that you're mekayim. If the drasha would have said you're mekayim the mitzvahs yibum, they say a koldo. But Yavama Yavala is discussing the mitzvah, and koldo is there's no is there Yavama Yavala if you're koldo. Okay, anyway, I don't know. Let's Abaye's drasha. Okay, we'll leave whatever Abaye's drasha. We don't discuss drashas. Rava says you don't need a drasha because you can figure it out misvara. So, I mean, you can figure it out from a hechruch. What's the hakloch? Because we know starting backwards, the Gemara says that there's a makor that a baby falls, that you fall the yibum to a baby. Once the makor, you fall the yibum to a baby. And if there would be an iser called man that did not know hakama shame, then there should be a din esra. And then you could never have yibum. You wouldn't have the din yibum. So mameila, it must be, in other words, there'd be an iser eshesach and nesra shachas. So you know, you never have a mitzvah yibum. So it must be that there's no iser eshesach when you can't have, you know, because a baby can't have ch children. So it must be that there's no iser eshesach in that situation. Okay. That's the Gemara. So we have Abaye's answer and Rava's answer. The Rava's answer is predicated on is based on, because if there would be an iser, then there would be a din nesra. So going back to our Tisus, so Tisus apparently holds that if you learn nesra, it's learned from achos ishto. So fine, very nice. It makes sense to Gemara. If there's an iser eshesach, then there's doimet achos ishto. On the other hand, if it's just a katan can't have bia because physically can't have bia, so there's no din nesra because there's no iser. The fact that physically he can't have yibum, that's not relevant. The only time we say nesra is when you dim your da'achas ishto. Only an iser is doimet da'achas ishto. What David says, according to my second answer, that nesra is predicated on darkei nayam. So I don't. So Tova seems to say I don't. And I said that Nida doesn't have darkei nayam. So I have a gotcha. So there. What's Rava's raya? We should say over there also. There's no darkei nayam. When even though a katan is aser from 9 to 12, but there should be. We'll say there's no problem with darkei nayam. Everybody says no. There is a problem with darkei nayam. You know, aser from 9 to 12. Ain't that dark in no, I'm sorry to have to not she yagged it. That is a chisar in dark in night. Then type is that sekasha. If that's a chisar in dark in night, so then, and therefore, what does Rava prove? Rava proves that min the fun that there's no iser. But even Rava has to agree that from 1 to 9, you have to sit around and twiddle your thumbs because that's the physical mitzvah. The kid can't have beer. So just like you're telling me that if Lou Yitzur, there was an Isser from 9 to 13, there would be a Din Nesra. So likewise, because it's not Darkei Nayam, so now that there's no Isser, but still there's a, you're twiddling your thumbs from 1 to 9, so that should be a Chisaron Darkei Nayam. And for Tisus, that's not a Chisaron Darkei Nayam because that's not Mikayach Isser. That's only Mikayach the Mitzias. And it's, the only time it's a Fisar and a dog in Nayam, it's a Mikayach the Iser. Okay? That's the steps of Tisus. Right? I hope that's clear. And for whatever reason, in my shir, a lot of guys got very confused. Especially because Tisus never says what is his question. He just jumps to his answer. He never really speaks out of question. He just quotes the Gemara and Kufyat out. And he says, Hosam Nami, so Hosam ain't that dark enough.
What is Rebbe learning the implied question is?
The implied question is that just like I said by Nida, there's no problem with dark in Nayam. So by Katan also, there should be no problem with dark in Nayam. Answer is no. Well, my cousin is if I need there's no problem darkening I am, but by cousin there is. So I see Shmuel making a big face. So people, the other guys in my share asked me that it's a silly question because the answer is obvious. It's not like even Titus in his answer, he doesn't say anything. Just says husband I mean, there is darkening I am. There is a chisar. Obviously, that's the answer. So what was a big kasha? And especially the reason why Tosafot said Nida doesn't have darkei nayam David gave a reason, because even for your husband, you have to wait. That doesn't apply by katan. No one waits for their husband who's a katan. If someone else, theoretically, I don't think you can have a case of being married to someone who's 9 years old. But theoretically, if you could, you would have to. You don't have to wait. So what is he? So there's no equivalence. It's not diamonds to need at all. So what's David's problem? The answer is obvious. That means the fun. You know, if Nesra is based on Darkei Nahum, and Rava said and Kufya Ha'awet that there would be a din Nesra there, so obviously the means of the chisaron of Darkei Nahum, which what David says, Hazanami ain't a Darkei Nahum speaking of Hamtin, Yeshikayak. So what's your chiddush? You know what he's saying? You're about to.
No, so based on what we said and everything, okay, he's saying there is no Darkei Nahum, but why not? She's not Potter.
I don't know. Maybe she is Potter, because if there's an Isser Eishes Hach, I really don't know.
Isn't that exactly what Rava is saying? That it's impossible that now she's going to be Osir.
According to the Rav Shlomo Hyman, right? Rav Shlomo Hyman says, I don't want to jump because we didn't do it. Rav Shlomo Hyman says, in order to have lack of Darkei Nahum, you have to be Potter, right? He says that, right? And he does say that you have to be Potter even from Adam Chiptura Mechanisa. Now, Chayra. So that means that Titus thought that if you're going to tell me that there's an Isser Eishesach, so the Isser Eishesach, and then you're going to say Nesra, that you're Nesra Lamas, so then it would make maybe the Eishesach, it would be a Din Erva, and just like the Eishesach makes a Din Nesra, the Eishesach would also make you Potter.
But isn't Rava's whole taina is that it cannot be?
Right, but if it would, then you'd have a chisaron of Darkei Nahum, because you'd be potter. You would be potter. If there would be an iser, then the iser is an eishesach, so it's no different than like an eishesach, an eishesach which is an erva. So then maybe that would bother you. I don't know. I don't know. I'm saying I don't know. I can hear both ways.
Okay, but then what's his question from a day old to 9 years old? Oh, there, she's definitely not Potter.
Okay. So that's a different question. That's a good question. And an excellent question. It's not. It doesn't relate to the question I was asking. But we'll jump to your question. In other words, that Rav Shlomo Hyman says that in order to have Nesra, you have to be Potter. But he says, Potter, Tiptura Mechalitza, by the 1 to 9, there's nothing pattering you. It's just a chisaron in Metzias. In Metzias, you can't do. There's no iser in Metzias. You can't do yibum because you physically can't do the bia. And there's a drasha that ish can't do chalitza. It's not an iser. I mean, if you're not an ish, you can't do chalitza. Not an iser. There's no. If Lo Yisur you decided to do a chalitza, you're not over an avera. It just doesn't work. It's also like a physical. It's a physical ma'akev. Chalitza needs an ish. So l'chayra, by a katan 1 to 9, because once we come out that there is no iser eishesach. So what's taifis saying? They're very good. What's taifis is kasha, that from 1 to 9 there should be a din esra because it's lack of darkei nayam. L'chayra, she is zakuk. So and we never patted her. So you have to say that even if you're zakik, but if you can't do yibum and you can't do chalitza, it's a lack of darkei nayam, right? Which is not the mashmos of the of Rav Shlomo Hyman. In other words, it could be there are three cases. In other words, there's Rav Shlomo, a case when you're mamish pater from in your mutter to shuk. That's where Rav Shlomo Hyman says that there's lack of that's dark, not darkei nayam. If you're pater and then to become zakuk, that's not darkei nayam. There's a case where you can't do yibum and can't do chalitza. And then there's a third case where you can't do yibum, but you could do chalitza. So it could be that the only time that there's nesra is in the first two cases, but not in the third case. In other words, we see a little bit, no, in other words, Rashlomo, maybe, I don't know, maybe just the person who wrote over Rashlomo Hyman didn't do a good job in writing. Rashlomo Hyman says that there's only Nesra if you're Pater. Sandy is right that it's clear from the end of Taifas that that's not true. Because no one would ever say that a Katan from 1 to 9 is Pater. It's just a physical blockage, you can't do it. Not a Pater. No one would say you should not mutter the shuk. Physically, you can't have bia, so you're not pater. You can't have bia, so you're zakuk and you can't do bia, and you're zakuk and you can't do chalitza. So obviously, if you can't do yibum and you can't do chalitza, that's a lack of darkei nayam, even if you're still zakuk. To say that you can't do yibum, and then to come later and tell you should do yibum. It's like a darkei nayam. You're keeping me hanging, and I can't do anything.
I thought Tosfos mechadish this step because he just said that about the baal. The mice at the end of the day, but katan who's one day old is not like a husband waiting for a husband. So Tosfos has to be mechadish. That's that gather that expand the darkei nayam part.
Okay, fine. But the question is, but the mice Sandy's pointing out correctly. That there's a lack, Tavis in the end of the day. At the end of the day is saying that there's a lack of darkei nayam, even though you're always zakuk. The Rav Shlomo Hyman is mashma, that it's only a lack of darkei nayam if the lady's riding a roller coaster. At first we told her she's mutter, and she's mutter to shuk, there's no zika, and she can go be married however it wants. And then a week later, we come back to her and say, oh, now you're Osir. So that's what the Shlomo Hyman pretty clearly is saying in the way it's written. So that's what causes the lack of darkei nayam, because you're playing with her emotions. First, you tell her she's mutter, she's not zakuk. You can just go to shuk. And then a year later, say, okay, you're zakuk. But that's not, he said, that's lack of darkei nayam. But if you always tell me I was zakuk, and you just tell me you have to wait till yibum, okay, so I never had my hopes up. I never had my expectations. So there's no lack of darkei nayam. That's what Rav Shlomo Hyman seems to say. He seems to say it beferish. The chayra, I don't want to say it's a mistake. I would say that the Talmud Torah wrote it. But in chayra, Sandy is right. That there's no, I mean, I don't know. There was no possibility of being pater by a katan between 1 and 9, just because he physically can't do a yibum, not going to make a p'tur, because you physically can't do it. Can't have a bia. Why would anyone, Tavis, even have a havamina that would make a p'tur? So the svara, they said the lady was so excited she's pater, and now you're telling her she's chayim, that clearly doesn't apply there. So I don't know if you have to say that the lack of darkei nayam is not because you're pater, but because just that I wasn't able to do anything. You kept me hanging for 6 months, whatever, or a month. And now you tell me, go do something. That itself is lack of darkei nayam. Sandy's right. I think he's right. I bring a raya, I think he's right, because I said in the beginning that
But I want to go back to my first question. We were dying that when Tosa said, you know, Petura, it's, you know, specifically Ptur, in the second answer that he gave, when he said, you know, and
Right.
Rabbi Dr. Bergida had his whole question because of that. Now he's saying, he's specifying the word iser. He's saying that eino machmas isura. Yeah, so if we're still medayik in his words, then when he says isura, it means isura, not ptur.
Right. Right, I agree. In other words, what I think, okay, and a little bit we're jumping, but what I would think is Zemin the fun from down here, that Dr. Begida was not right, just like Rosh Hashanah is not right, that you don't need a real Ptur. The reason why Tovis before said Ptur is because the Dargin Noyam is equivalent to whatever he says the future can't be different than the past. So if the past was a Ptur, the Dargin Noyam gives you a Ptur in the future. If the past was an Iser, the Dargin Noam gives you an Iser in the future. So Tovis before was talking about Achaz Ishto. By Achaz Ishto, in the past you had a Ptur. So Nesra says, just like you had a Ptur in the past, you get a Ptur in the future. Nesra's not going to say, just like you got an Iser in the past, you got an Iser in the future, because then why am I Ptur in the future? So the Nesra says, whatever was in the past should continue in the future. So Tovis wrote Ptur because by Achaz Ishto, the Nesra is just carrying over the is carrying over the Ptur. But by Nida, when Tovis was asking that you should have Nesra by Nida, it is quite possible that Tovis was only trying to carry over the Iser. Just like on Kuf Yud Aleph, the Nesra is only trying to carry over the Iser.
Isn't it a shtickle
And Kuf Yud Aleph.
isn't it a shtickle weak comparison that if Achaz Ishtoi, when you putter completely, it never comes back, that therefore when there's an Isser and there's really a mitzvah here anyway, that we should freeze and leave everything? It sounds like quite a dubious tushtel, no?
Okay, I hear, but Lechoira, Sandy is right. You know, like sometimes, you know, we live in the world, at least I live in the world, as far as our dime a dozen. So we find the Hachreichim, and then we fit the Svarat in Hachreichim. Now, I know there are many, the other Shittas in the world that work the other way. But I go it this way. I think it was Rashiva's way, is because we don't trust our Svara. So you're saying a Svara, okay. It's a svara, but again, it could be it's wrong. You know, not the end of the world. So the Chayra Sandy is right. If you see from the end of Tosfos that Tosfos was bothered by Akasha, why don't we say Nesra by a katan who does not have any Yisr? The only problem is that physically he can't do it. So the Chayra, if there's no Yisr, it's only physically he can't do it. There's no Ptur. That doesn't sound at all. There can't be a Ptur if you physically, a
There's
person's
both.
locked in
Physically,
jail.
he can't do it, and there's Isser. No,
What?
there's an Isser also. The proof that there's an Isser also is because when he's nine, when he physically can do it, it's still Isser.
No. The Gemara's Maskana is that when he's nine, it's Mutter. That was a Havamina.
No, but I'm saying if nine was Isser,
No,
if
but
nine
we
was
find the side that nine
Isser.
is Mutter. So this is last Kasha was on the side that nine is Mutter.
Okay.
The Gemara is saying that Gemara said, Kasha, if nine was us, Rava says, I'll prove to you nine is Mutter, because if nine was us, there'd be Nasra. Okay. That's seven in the fun, nine is Mutter. The Tavis said, Kasha, Enochinami's nine is Mutter, but there's still a problem of lack of Dargei Noyam from one to nine, because in Metzius, you can't do it. The Tavis says, oh, Kasha is after we come out that nine is Mutter. So Sandy is saying, I think he's right. That it no that you can't say there's a Ptur. Why in the world should be potter just because it's us to do Yibum? It's like saying if you're the oven's locked in jail, you're gonna be potter. That doesn't sound right. So it has to mean that there's a this is physically that there's a like a you can't do it. So there's a some kind of nesra. It don't get dry. You know, if I can't do it now, shouldn't be able to do it later.
The case of a baby is more inherent that they can't do a mitzvah more than locked in jail. I mean,
Okay, I understand, but in the Chayyim, there's no Ptur.
No, I'm saying, but if it would kick in that now the Eishes Ach becomes Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labanim, so then that could be the Petor potentially.
Yeah, but is that circular? No, how did you get an Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labanim?
I'm saying, because
created the Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labanim? Just because physically he can't do it, there's an Isser Eishes Ach Sheyesh Labanim.
I'm saying it's going to be upon him chadashes later on that he's going to be able to do it. It's not like he's locked up right now. This is someone.
But where did you get it? And maybe Al Sedin Nestra, but I'm saying it's a circle. The starting point is there's no Eshetach. It's just he can't do it. Now you're going to, because of that, you want to create a Din Nestra. Maybe Ein Achinami, once you create a Din Nestra, then the Din Nestra will create an Eshetach. Then the Dinetra will be Mafkir the Zika. But that's Rav Shlomo Hyman is saying that in order to get the Dinetra, you have to have a lack of Zika.
In step one, when the baby, I want to say, is totally intrinsically, not just that it's locked up, but there's no mitzvah. So now, right now, step one, Eishes Ach says, okay, I'm not, there's no mitzvah here. So right. I am an.
Okay, but that's, you know, that's a very rough svara. that's a svara that I don't know. That's a very rough svara. Just because the baby can't do mitzvah yibum, there's going to be an iser eishes ach. And that's what Tavis is asking. Like, who told Tavis such a radical svara? And on that basis, Tavis is asking Akasha. It doesn't sound so mistavra. Okay.
Wait a second. Tosus is mechadish that the baby is like a brother went to Medina Sayah.
That's his answer.
So before he gives that answer, he thinks that it's more than going to Medina Sayah.
Okay, but he knows then what it is.
So what does he think it is?
Okay, because it's like Svi said that because this is more it's a bigger intrinsic problem than going to Medina Sayah. Medina Sayah is just self-imposed. This is the Torah imposed it. Okay, but he knows that it's just a physical, just a problem. You can't do the Yibum. You can't not know what it is. That's what it is. You can't do the physical problem. It's just a bigger physical problem than going to Medina Sayam, which is rectifiable theoretically.
So he has a question now because of Nida. What's his question now because of Nida? The question he's asking on Kofi Yud Aleph is specifically because he gave an answer for Nida, right?
Wait! You're jumping a step. Can I come back to you in a minute?
Sure.
I'll come back to you because Tavis has two steps. The first question is because of Nida. Second question is not necessarily because of Nida. So let's go over the first question. Right. The Hemshech in Tavis is he brings the answer of Nida. Then he asked question number one. Then he answered that Hosam Nami Ainza Darkin Dayam in Sri Khanahamtim. And then he asked question number two. And then he gives his last answer. So let's go back to question number one. Let's leave Sandy's complication. He got us confused. He made a good point, but he got us confused. So let's go back. I was making a relatively simpler point. The guys in my share, one of the guys asked a relatively, you know, basic question. What was Tavis's Havamin of his first Kasha? Tavis went ahead and said that by neither there's no problem of Darkin Dayam. He explains why not. The reason why not is because Gam Labaila has to wait. Gam Labaila, the Baila Nami Sri Gonamtin Ashati Tar. So Tavis explains that by Nida, there's no problem talking to him because everybody has to wait for Nida. Now, Tavis has a problem. Well, the Moran Klip Yanao says, Robert says, that if there's an Isser on a Yavim, Katan, then it'll be a Laka, then there'll be Nesra. I tell you the Kasha, but I just got finished saying Nesra is based on talking to him. Why is there a talking to him? Parrot says, there is. So they asked me, like, what in the world is the Havamina Maskana? One second. I just want to say the question. Why in that world does the Havamina think that there's no Darkin Dayam? Obviously there is. But Nisa is different because it's you have to wait for your husband. Here it's a special din. Only the yavam is us. Only the yavam is usher when she's married to a katan. Anyone else who theoretically would be married to a katan, the nine, no problem. I just don't even think there's a metzias. I don't know if there's such a metzias, but if there would be a metzias, I don't know. Might be kias. So then no problem.
No, have a mina if there's if
there. One second. So if there was no. So what type is a big havamina? And if Taifas did have some big havamina, why there is no lack of darkened ayam? So when he answers, he's not saying anything. Husband Nami ain't saying darkened ayam. He's gonna have to jagda. You know, obviously that was what it said over there in that Kuf Yud Aleph. You know, because it says Nasra. And that's what we're saying is based on darkened ayam. That's what it says. But your kasha felt that there's not lack of darkened ayam. So what's your answer? Yes, there is. You know, like what kind of movement entices is this? That was what the guys were asking. Okay, I'm sorry.
So I hear the what the question and the answer is. I just don't understand. Meaning, obviously, the end result has to be there's no darkened ayam that's a problem because we know it's mutzer.
Yeah.
We know that lach is mutzer.
No, that's what Rav is saying. Rav is proving that there's no iser in there, for there's no lack of darkened ayam because there's no iser even in the beginning. Even when she was nine,
Rava proves that to us, so that will apply from a baby, not just from 9 year old.
We're not talking. We're in the first half of Taifas. We're not discussing babies. First half.
We're just talking 9 year olds.
We're discussing from nine. Yes.
In which case we say there's darkened ayam? If it would be usher,
the Gemara says that the Gemara had a havamina that there's an iser bia when he's 9 to 13
because he can't do ibu.
Because no, he could do bia, but he can't do akama shame.
He can't do akama shame, so therefore there's an iser bia.
So there's an iser that was a happening. Now the happening is only there's only an iser at nine. Before nine, there's no iser because he can't do a bia. So the happening was that there's an iser bia from 9 to 13. Says Rava, if there's an iser bia from 9 to 13, so then after 13 there'd be a dinestra, and we know that's not true. It's because there's a pasuk that says that there is a mitzvah yibum. Therefore, it must be that there's no iser from 9 to 13. That's the Gemara. That's all the Gemara says.
Correct. So now you have to fit in.
Opening
Kashi. No matter what explanation you have for Netzra, you have to explain that.
Right. Yes. So Taivis seemingly opening the Kashi was, how can the Gemara say that if really not, but if there would have been an Isser from 9 to 13, there would be a problem of Nesra. I just got finished saying that Nesra is based on Darkened Ayam, and there's no problem here of Darkened Ayam, just like by neither, there's no problem of Darkened Ayam. And for Taivis, yeah, that's his question. It's understood question. And for Taivis, there would be a problem. There is a problem of dark. If you be usher from 9 to 13, there would be a problem of darkened ayam.
Then Tyson sets up the problem from a baby to 9-year-old.
That's the next step.
That's why that's the follow-through of Tyson.
That's the problem. But the guys were asking me on the first step. What is Tyson's problem? That Tyson starts out coining the ground, cook it out, and then and he answers, Hosam Nami. Ain't that dark? Ain't no. We're gonna have to actually do. Obviously, you know the. You know, if I was Sherlock Holmes, tell me elementary, right there, Watson. Right? It's you know obvious. I don't need you to tell me that. It says, but first of all, it's logical that there's a problem of dark ain't I am. Second, why shouldn't there be a problem of dark ain't I am? By neither, we only said it's no lack of dark ain't I am because for a Bida Nami, that doesn't apply here. So, of course, there's a problem of darkened ayam. Well, very, very simple. So what's bothering Taivis? Why does Taivis have to state it? Why does Taivis? It sounds like Taivis has a havamina with a question. He doesn't ask it as a question, but it seems like there's some kind of understood question with an answer. That's what the guy's asked.
Maybe the lack of darkened ayam is just having an unknown amount of time. It's okay. Not specifically a...
But why should Taifas make up a makeup svara? He didn't say that by neither. Like neither said there's lack of darkei nayim. There's no lack of there's no lack of darkei nayim.
Because it's definitive, it's known.
But that's not what he said. He didn't say because it's known. He said because of Baila Nami Srikala Hampton.
Which means the same, it's the same amount of time that
no,
it would be by a
husband. That's not what it means, because of Baila Nami Srikala Hampton. He never said this Svara that there's no darkei nayim if there's a set amount of time. No one ever said such a Svara. No one ever said. So Tavis makes up as far out of the blue air to ask Akasha, and then his answer is no, it's wrong.
I thought Tavis' daughter is dark enough, that it is dark enough. That's his problem.
There is a problem. There is no problem dark enough.
That it would be, Tavis is asking that we see the Gemara over there says, is Ain Z Dark Enoyam was the answer, right? That means it is dark enough. Tavis is saying that it is dark enough.
It is dark enough. Because there's no Isser. But if there would be an Isser, there would be a problem with Dark Enoyim.
But Tysus wants to know from a 9-year old.
It's sad that there would be an Isser. Tysus is not going on the MS. He's going on Rava's, on the Lu Yitzur. Rava is saying, Lu Yitzur. We have that, the Gemara on Kuf Yud Aleph clear. Rava is saying, Lu Yitzur, there was an Isser, then there'd be a problem with Dark Enoyim and of Nasra. And since we know that there's no Nasra, so that proves that there's no Isser. So we're going on the Lu Yitzur. Lu Yitzur, there would be an Isser. The Gemara says on Kuf Yud Aleph, there would be Nasra. Frekt, like it's like Asha. Why in the world would be any Nasra? There's no problem with Darkei Nayam. And for Tavis, there is a problem with Darkei Nayam.
Taisus thought there was no problem with Darkei Noyim there because there's no difference between waiting for a regular husband and the husband's 9 years old. There's no difference. Taisus thought, right, that there is a, that it's Darkei Noyim to wait there. So what is Mara talking about? That it'll be us because we'll through the whole thing and say there's an Isser. Taisus said over there, Taisus thought it was Darkei Noyim. Taisus' answer is that it's not Darkei Noyim to wait.
Just the opposite. Taisus thought that there is no problem with Darkei Noyim.
Why is Taisus so
sure? Wait, one second. Taisus thought there's no problem of Darkei Noyim. That means
Why did Taisus think there's no problem after all she has to sit around? And
because Taisus, that's not explaining. Because Taisus
for 4 years.
Because Taisus thought it's a din in Ishus, in marriage. So what's the difference if it's Nida or it's waiting around for a husband who's 9, 10, 11? There's no difference. Like Gabi Ishus, she's waiting for a young husband.
That's the first answer, Taisus. That's not the second answer, Taisus.
We're the first answer, Taisus.
We're the second answer, Taisus, now.
We're the Nida.
I went to
Rabbi, are we in the second answer, Taisus, here?
We're in the first question, the big, first part of Taisus.
First question of the...
Which of Taisus' original answers are we going on?
The second answer.
The second answer of Darkei Noyim.
Right. I think we're trying to explain that when Taisus is leading, goes into Katan, what does Havamina, that Katan, what is the switch that Taisus is trying to do from Katan that all of a sudden he says, Taisus says, it wouldn't be Darkei Noyim. He thought it is Darkei Noyim.
Right,
and
right.
Now he says it's not that. What right. switched and how did it come up?
Yeah,
so what I'm saying is Taisus thought it's a din in Ishus, that no difference between, meaning it's a din husband. Somebody waits for their husband. She's a Nida. The Nida has to wait. The husband has to wait for the wife. And he's waiting over here. She's waiting for the husband, waiting for the wife. There's a waiting, have whatever that din in Ishus.
That's not what David said. David said everyone has to wait for their husband, wait for when she's a Nida.
Exactly. It's very normal as part of Ishus. As part of the Isha's process, it's very, very normal.
But it's normal to wait for their
situation.
It's not normal to wait 4 years while the kid grows
maybe
up.
That's not a timing, Zach. It's not a timing, Zach. It's just very
normal. No one waits for a cutting. No one waits because there's a cutting. They wait
to a cutter.
If there's a Zika, they're married. If they're married, they wait. The Torah said there's a Zika that happens. She is engaged. She's married. Whatever. She's a full-fledged bond. You wait for the husband. You wait for the wife. It's a full-fledged Zika.
Okay, I hear. It's very good. But I still even agree with you. But I don't agree. I agree with you that maybe it's a possible Svara, what you're saying. In other words, If Taibis was trying to give an answer, I could hear Yisvara. Because again, I guess, but for Taibis to ask a kasha based on that Svara sounds very, very strange. And then Taibis answers, no, that Svara is wrong. Like, that's very strange. Why would Taibis make up this weird Svara, which is a little strange, and then ask a kasha and then answer, oh, that is wrong? Obviously, the pashas is not like that. Yeah. So you successfully created a Svara. So why say such a Svara?
I mean, can it be that Tosis is starting off when he gives his answer and he says the Nida is different from the other things? You would say, okay, based on what you're saying, Tosis, as long as there's a predetermined end point, we know there's going to be an end point to this thing, and therefore, Tosis, your Svara should apply. And therefore, Tosis is assuming, based on his initial step of the answer, it happens to be the case of Nida, it would be to the husband also. It happens to be. But that's not the core Svara. The core Svara is there's a predetermined endpoint. Therefore, we think that's not...
I hear. It's also a nice possible Svara, but it's not in the Lashon of
Tosis. I was just saying, so Tosis is just... He goes to the and says that should be...
Because there's an endpoint. Tosis says that Abayda Nami Shricha Lahamten.
Okay.
So maybe he means if she was married to a katan. Maybe if the girl was married to a katan, you would also have to wait. So
not true. If a girl would be married to a katan, why would she have to wait?
I mean, because she could do bia. They just can't do. They just can't have kids. You mean?
Yeah, right. No reason.
Have kids.
Oh, but if okay, if she's less than nine, I mean, the concept is that
if people from nine to less than nine, they can't have bia anyway. There's no bia. But we're talking about if there's an...
Sure, but they would wait. If they got married earlier at seven, they would wait. If that's what happens when you get married young and you can't, you know, you wait. It's a
but
normal...
We're talking about the Isser from 9 to 13. 9 to 13, they don't wait. So this is there's obviously a problem with lack of Darkinayan.
So Tosis is just giving the bounds. He's explaining from the Gemara there that explains whatever I told you by Nida, you might not know the endpoints. And they were going to say, what about that case who comes out from Kufi and Olive? It would seem to say that it is. It's just Taka, I'm going to tell you that is.
Okay, I agree with you, but you got to do a little better. Because okay. Why in the world does that have to tell you? I would have figured that out myself. So, you know, so... Anyone else want to scream at me? So I said, I told the guys in Shia, I think it makes, I'm agreeing with Simon, I'm agreeing with Shmuel. Taibis is coming to say, Lafugi, some crazy Svara. But the reason why is because he's setting you up for the next question. In other words, Taibis really wants to hit you with his next question. That's Taibis. Taibis, the answer to the first question is obvious. If Taibis only had the first kasha, I don't believe he would bother writing a Taibis. But Taibis is a setup, because Taibis really has is a second question. Nestra is based on Dark and Nayan. So why is there a problem of Nestra when a cousin is 1 year old, 1 day old? Bishlamam, I have a meaning that Nestra is based on Achos Ishto. Very good, there's no Isser. But if it's lack of Dark Enayim, so there's lack of Dark Enayim. Well, okay, it doesn't have to be an Isser, be lack of Dark Enayim. As long as the poor wife has to hang around and she's doing whatever, and then you're switching at her. First you tell her, wait, and then you say yes. So that's lack of Dark Enayim. That's Tyfus's caution. But Tyfus knows that somebody could have answered the kasha with a crazy Svara. I'm not saying crazy Svara. With a creative
refinement,
a creative Svara, either like Shmuel said, that because it's hard, you would afford, well, at least you got, you're married. So what are you complaining about? You're married. You can go to the, you can put an MRS in front of your name. So you should feel good about yourself. I don't know. And the Yavin there's no rack of Dark Enaya because I forgot what you said
because it's a predetermined endpoint.
Predetermined endpoint. So those Svaras are clearly wrong from the Gemara and Kufyat Aleph. So that's so the it's a setup. So if it's like this, I got the Gemara and Kufyat out. The Gemara says Nesra. Now you're gonna hold Nesra is based on Darkei Nayam. So then how are you going to explain where's the lack of Darkei Nayam? You must say Hosam Nami ain't the Darkei Nayam is because I have to not share Godel. Oh, so now I got you. Once you have to admit that Binyamin Simon Svar is wrong and Shmuel Svar is wrong, so then it's Shmir, the content from 1 to 9. In other words, he's asking the first Kasha so that you can ask the second, so they can ask the second Kasha. I told the guy, that a mushroom.
Very good, Rabbi. Rabbi,
it's like when I was in Rabbi Naiman's share. So Rabbi Naiman had made a rule once. He was getting tired. I was asking too many questions, or I don't know, me or other people. So he made a rule when one that shared, no questions unless it's definition of what a word means. No question. So I asked him a question. What does this word mean? So he told me. But he said, but it can't mean that because it means that, and the whole type doesn't make sense. Right? So I didn't really mean to ask him what that word meant. It was a setup. I was trying to get him on the, you know. So that's what Tysus is doing here.
Does Tysus Taka do that? Does Tysus not ask a real question in order to throw a volley?
There's no Vim Timar here. It's not like Vim Timar V.A. Schleimar.
No, but afterwards, you could say Vim Lomar and then after
you get the word and cook it out. And he's saying, Hosam Nami. Yeah. Apparently, Zetman the foot from that Gemara. This you say. If that now, I got a problem. So what do I do with Compton lesson one when he's only one day? You have to answer, Abo.
That's backward, because if the real Kasha is the second Kasha, so you should ask the second Kasha, say the second Teretz, then say, the Ein Loimer, and you can't ask me a Kasha like Binyamin Simon and Shmuel says. Because we have a riot from Kufyat Aleph, that's not true. That's normally how Tysus talks, no?
No, I don't think so. I think normally the way Tysus talks is he wants to get you, he wants to present the question as strong as possible. He wants to, Tysus likes to ask strong questions. And then it gives an answer. Doesn't give the answer before he asks a kasha. So he sets you up for the strongest possible kasha. So he sets it up. He said, I have the Gemara. That Gemara proved the story that Hosam Nami ain't the Darkei Nayam. Mimele, I'm going to be schwer. I have to explain the Avo. The Avo, that's so simple. And that I don't know. I think that's fine. I think that's fine. So it doesn't, I don't think there has to be a real Avamina here. It's just that there's a possibility. As long as there's a possibility to disagree. So Titus has to spar it so that he can prove, so that he can ask his Avo Kasha. That's what I was thinking. What do you people say? That's okay with you people? No one having speechless.
Better than having a problem.
What?
Better than having a problem.
Okay. All right, but the Sandy's point in the beginning of share, I think, is a valid point. Is that so? Where we're setting it up, and just to go over it again, because now we got, I think now we're a little bit more in it. Especially the way I'm setting it up, the icker focus of Tysus was his end. That Tysus is bothered by a problem. Why is there no Nesra when a katan is one day old? The poor lady has to wait. So we're saying that if the Rav Shlomo Hyman that I sent you, where he says
I'm saying Rabbi, just
what
I'm saying. Tesis's last words says he says the Einu Machmas Isura, right? In other words, Tesis. This is a Havi Shabbat down the Ainam Machmas Isura. So is Tysus creating the three, four different Madregas here? In other words, 9 to 12 is what is Machmas Isura, therefore we would not.
9 to 13, if it was It really is not usher. But Lu Yitzur, then the Gemara in the Havamina in Kuf Yud Aleph that thought it's usher is Machmas Yisura. Not usher because the Metzias. It's an usher.
It becomes usher because there's no Lahakim Lach of Shame. Right. It becomes usher.
So the Gemara thought there's an usher. Obviously, the usher is brought about by a Metzias, but now you get an usher. They thought that you're over in Aveira if you have being with her.
Meaning like Achas Ishto? I'm saying at that point, we think it's Achas Ishto?
I don't know if it's Achas Ishto. You have to say, according to Tavis's first Teretz, you have to say that you can be Medama that to Achas Ishto. Because otherwise, why does Tavis only ask on his second Teretz? He should have asked on his first Teretz. What's the Rava saying that there's Nestra? There's only Nestra by Achas Ishto. And you can't learn out, just like Nida, we don't learn out from Achos Ishto. This also can't be learned out from Achos Ishto.
So is Nida and this the same? That's what I'm asking. Did my drag is, would Nida's Isser be the same as this Isser?
No, this Isser is better than Nida. The fact that Tavis doesn't ask, Tavis only asks on his second Teretz. That just like Nida doesn't have Darke Nayam, a problem with Darke Nayam. So this also shouldn't have a problem with Darke Nayam, which I'm saying is really the setup for his end kasha. But the Tavis doesn't ask anything on this Teretz of learning out from Achos Ishto. So apparently, Pshat is, because according to the Teretz, Tavis' first Teretz, that Nesra is learned out from Achos Ishto. So we just said Nida is not an Isser Karva. So it's not time, it's Achos Ishto. But Eishes Och is an Isser Karva. And since the Havamina was that this is a din of an Eishes Och Shalom Makal Mitzvah, so that's an Isser Karva. So you will be time, it's Achos Ishto.
I know, but then we're getting involved with Eishes Och, that Pater, that don't Pater. I'm saying, can we do it without the Eishes Och? I'm saying, can we avoid the Eishes Och and say that it's a regular Isser? It's a Mania. She can't go. She's Chayvi Lavin. It's Chayvi Asay. Yechveses. I don't know.
Isser, the Chayv is Eishes Och. There is no other Isser there.
Bias Nus. What do you mean? Bias Nus.
There's no Isser, Bias Nus. The Mishnah says to Gadlano. Mishnah says to Gadlano. There's no problem with Bias Nus. The only problem is that Gemara is asking because it's not shame ochiv, so it's not house bias nus. No, there's derech kedushin. There's no problem. Otherwise, why you a meiser? Why is there a problem bias nus? It's not bias nus because it's derech kedushin. Derech kedushin is no iser bias nus. I don't think so. It's just like you're allowed to be a.
Kadesha, we learned that.
There's no Kedushin. But here, they married, they made it, there's a Kedushin to Rabbanon. And it's not a, you know, no, we're not talking about the Avera B.S. We're talking about the Chora, we're talking about the Avera of Eishes Och, with the Gemara's Kashin. So the Gemara's Havina was that since it's not Rabbanon Shame, so it's an Eishes Och Shalom Makal Mitzvah. So if you're learning from Achos Ishto, so that's an Isser Karva. So there's also an Isser Karva. This is an Isser Karva and Eishes Och Shalom Makal Mitzvah. So then the Gemara is very good. It can be a problem of Nestra. But Tavis is asking, but if you learn from dark lack of dark enayam, that the problem is lack of dark enayam, so why is there a lack of dark enayam? And am I going to tell me that even by a cotton there's a lack of darkei nayam? So then, once a night also there should be a lack of darkei nayam because you can't have bia. So there should be always be a lack of darkei nayam.
So what's Taisus Mechadish? What's Taisus Mechadish and Teretz?
I don't know. I'm skipping the Teretz. I don't understand the Teretz so well. So I skip it.
I'm saying he says Mechadish is din Isser. That's what I was asking. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He's saying that, he's saying that in order to be a lack of Darke Nayam, it has to be that you're Usser because of an Isser.
But Nida's Usser because of an Isser. Nida's Usser because of an Isser.
Because of a physical problem, it's not a lack of Darke Nayam.
But Nida's Usser because of an Isser.
I see, but neither there's a different reason why there's no problem with talking.
That we're playing games. One's an Isser, one's okay for the husband, one's this.
Yes, By neither there's no problem of lack of talking nayam because gam the bayda tzrich la'avdim, and in the by the katzim from 1 to 9 there's no problem of lack of talking nayam because it's not an iser.
But gam the bayda tzrich la'avdim by the 9-year-old.
What?
By the 9-year-old, right? It's just like gam the bayda tzrich la'avdim.
No, the bayda doesn't have to wait for a 9-year-old. No.
What? It's actually just say that same svara. That it's very normal to wait. Gam lebay letzricha lahamtin, right? Say that same exact svara between 9 and 13.
Because it doesn't apply. There's no such svara. Because 9 and 13 is a special din by Yavama. That the only woman who has to wait from 9 to 13 is a Yavim. That's it's only a svara by Yavama.
So all Tesis have me to compare them.
That was our question.
And what?
And I answered that there is no Ahav Amina. It just wants to get you to say the word that Hotanami, that Dargen Nayam, Jigalahamdim, to be Lafuke from some crazy Svara that somebody said, even though it's a relatively crazy Svara, because by knocking it out, he sets you up for his next question. That's what I was trying to say. Okay, then I want to go over then. If we look at can we look at this Mishnah of Shlaimo? Because I think that's a very good point that what Sandy made. I want to go over it because Rav Shlaimo says, let's read. We got 4 minutes, so let's just look at it quickly. Okay. Umuka came in tiris bas v'shotais. This is what we want. We don't tell there. I could have skipped. I mean, yeah. To kosu the need the darkei naemu. Did a by the nami speak of having to toy. In other words, he was bothered that neither should be a problem of darkei naem. Sorry, and he answered that there's not because of by the nami speak of having to. If no more the kushus toyves he wrapped the potem yibum. The type is thought that Nida would only bother from Yiba, but you still chay chalitza. If kela yechom no mar bepshitas, because that's simple. The Nida dark enough to ain't a pater man or gamre. Kines kuka dain chalitza. And a ruga the kushon.
That was Dr. Brigida.
Right. So it sounds like he's saying that in order to have a problem of dark enough. You have to be Jurami man in the gathering. But if you're Sukuka dying the Chalitza, so there's no lack of Darkei Nayam. So Sandy is asking that that's not clearly not true from the end of Tysus. Because a Katan from 1 to 9, there's no Isner on a Katan. The only problem is that physically he can't do Yibum, and physically he can't do Chalitza. So he's for sure he's a dying kuka the chalitza. He says dying kuka the yibum and chalitza. Just can't do it. So why in the world? What's David's problem that there's?
Why is he physically can't do chalitza? Why is he physically can't do chalitza? An 8-year-old boy can't do chalitza?
No, because it's a pasuk.
Because of ish. Because of ish, whatever it says.
Ish. The gemara darsh and ish. That's
not a physical. That's halachic.
Okay, but it's halacha based on his physical problem. It's not an issue.
It's very similar to a 9-year-old. One second. An 8-year-old doing chalitza is similar to a 9-year-old doing bia.
No.
They're both halachic restrictions. There's no reason he can't do chalitza. There's no reason a 9-year-old can't do
chalitza. It's not true. A 9-year-old, you're over in Aveira. You're over in Aveira if you have bia. A katan does chalitza, it just doesn't work. Because you're missing something, you're missing an ingredient in the chalitza, so it don't work. There's no avera. If the katan wants to do chalitza, go koa kaval. I mean, you want to do as much chalitza as you want, you can do it. You like spinning at him, go spin at him. All you want. There's no avera. It just doesn't work. So it doesn't work means there's a pisarin in the maisa chalitza. So Sandy is asking that's not what Rav Shlomo Hyman says. There's no Zur Zika. Just because you can't do Yibum, if you can't do Chalitza, you don't have a Ptur. You just can't do it. No, just like at the end of time, as you said, if you're
Taisus mechadish that in his teretz, Rebbe. Taisus in his kasha held that way, but his teretz he switched.
The Taifis, what did Taifis think in his kasha? He thought that you're then what
like Reb Shloima.
But then why does he say? He's saying why does he think in his question that there should be a pter nesra? Because obviously it's only a physical problem. It's just a technicality. It's not a pter. There's nothing to bother you. What's bothering you?
He's saying nesra only comes from a pter in his kasha, right?
So why did Taifis ask that there should be nesra by a katan, who, when there's no iser, it's only a technical problem that physically he can't have bia. Physically he can't do bia, and physically he can't do yibah chalitza.
Because Taisus already mechadish in his teretz that's not the ikar.
What's Taisus's question? Taisus had a question that he's bothered by a problem. Why isn't there nesra by a katan? Who from 1 to 9. And Taifis answered, because it's like he know that we are governing the so young. So why is Taifis' question? Taifis should just say, because in order to have Nesra, you have to have a Ptur Zika. And there's no Ptur Zika here.
I'm just saying, after Taifis gives his answer.
But I'm asking on his question.
Not his last answer. After his first answer. Yeah. After his first answer. That he says, Oymid Litvo, the whole thing, he sees by Nida, that Chalitza and Zika, that's a whole different world. I'm saying, this Mechadish in his first Teretz, that Rav Shlomo is wrong. That's what I'm saying. In his Kasha, Rav Shlomo
does not say that Taivis was Mechadish and he's wrong. Shlomo is saying this as far as Maskana. I don't believe he's always saying this in the Havamina Taishas. I don't think that's what he's saying. If he is, then he's not written well. I don't know. He's saying that this is a rule that you need, because where does he make it tasting to type a switch on such a thing? Yeah, okay. All right. I don't know. Okay. I'm going to go. I think. Okay. So tomorrow, I'm not sure what we should do tomorrow. We got one day left. Did the people see that? The Marsha and Kufi and Aleph? I mean, it just speaks out. It's Kedai to look at that Marsha and Kufi and Aleph, but I don't know if that's what I want to do tomorrow. Okay. So I'm going to have to think about it. We'll have to think. Okay, you should call after everyone.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. Good night.
Thank you.